We are in Daf Chafei Amid Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara. Hamevi get mimdinas hayam va'oma b'fonei nichtav u'b'fonei nechta lo yisa es ishtay. So the shliach should not marry the woman he brought the get to. So Rashi says Hamevi get mimdinas hayam tzor shem u'b'fonei nichtav u'b'fonei nechta v'taim u'mafarish begitin l'fi shem b'kin l'shmo. Yisus Ishtoi, Oil Babdiburei Samchinam, since we rely on him, so the Miri says a little more, it's very interesting why Rashi wasn't Marich over here, Oil Babdiburei Yesh Kan Laz, Lochush Shaziev, the cost of Mitzad Shenos and Einov Bo. Since he's the one we rely on, and he's marrying her, so there'll be a laz that the whole reason he said it is in order to marry him. Meis horaktiv horagnuhu. The same aloch applies if a person said that her husband died, or I killed him, or we killed him. Lo yisa es ishtay. Also, he shouldn't marry. And here Rashi explains it. Hoyel va'alei dusay hinisays. Since she marries, she gets married, alpi hazedis, yikal hazus svasayim. So now people will start speaking. Shema einov nosan bo, v'heyit sheker. That means if he's the rav hamachshir, and her getting married, and he marries her, v'heyit sheker, so people will see he said eidus sheker. But to someone else, she's permitted to get married. The Isha Niseis Be'edechot. Isha is permitted to get married through the Eidus of an Eidechot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Horaktiv Loi Tinosei Ishtoi, Horagnu Tinosei Ishtoi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Horaktiv Loi Tinosei Ishtoi, Afilu La'acher Alpiv. If he says that he murdered him, So he's not Nemon. He's not Nemon on the whole Maise. Lefi Shumesim Atzmei Rosha. Because Lefi Agodosoi, he's a Rosha. Vatoira Omro Autoshis Rosha 8. And the Torah said that one should not accept a Rosha for an 8. So therefore, he is not Nemon. Naragnu tinose ishtoi la'ache ubigmore boi taime. What's the difference between haraktiv, I killed him myself, or haragnu, we killed him? He's still a murderer. He's still a rosh. Let us see the gemore. Taimo de medine sayom. When did Chazal answer that he's not permitted to marry her because there'll be a laz? That Tavkev, he's bringing a get from Medina Sayom. Tolei kasamchinim, because since we rely on him, without him it's a possible a get. He's the Rav HaMachshir. So therefore, if he marries her, people will say he was Machshir the get, he was Matar because he wanted to marry her. Avol mi Eretz Yisrael, but if he brought a get in Eretz Yisrael, the lav aleika samchinam, we don't need b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta, you don't need his nemonis. So memele the get speaks for itself. Yisas ishtay. So then he's then there's no laz. That means he's completely not involved in her heter. So people won't speak, won't be meitzi laz on him. So the Gemara asks for a mace the lab aleika samchinam. So if we see when he's not the sole source of the heter, we're not chayish v'itzoras laz. So when he says mace balach, he's also not the sole source of the heter. The lab aleika samchinam. The mamar isha daiko mincevit. That a woman, before she gets married, she doesn't rely on the edus of the eid. She investigates herself before she gets married. So, he is not the sole source of birur in this shaila. So, l'chaira, what is this different than a maybe get be'eretz Yisrael? Uktani lo yisas ishtoi. So the Gemara answers, Hosam leka kisve, hoche ike kisve. So l'chaira the Gemara means to answer that how much we do rely on him, how much we need to rely on him by meis bailach, and how much we need to rely on him by maybe get me dinas ayom, or maybe get me eretz Yisrael. So there's a maybe get me eretz Yisrael. We don't rely on him at all. There's a shtar. The shtar speaks for itself. Mashenken, maybe get Beretz Yisrael, so the star speaks for itself. Mashenken by Meis Bailech, even though there is a backup of Isha Daika Mintzveh, but Vinishvi, we need his Birur also. After her Daika Mintzveh, she still didn't see her husband dead. She hears a Chochis, that he's dead, but you need his Meis Bailech. He was the one that's made that he saw him dead. So Memele, so he is still plays an important role in her Heter. So a person who has an important role in the Heter, people will be Meitzi Laz if he'll marry the woman he was Mater. Hashem came and maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't have an important role in the Heter. The get speaks for itself. So there's no Eitzoyis Laz. The Snan and the Gemara brings a raya that there is a difference between the Nemonis of Meis Bailach and the Nemonis of giving a get. Because we hear as follows, the halacha is that this chomesh noshim asoines zu azu. There are five women which they hate each other with passion. And, for example, a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law. So if she comes and says meis bailech, we don't believe her. B'chayshet her. That could be because of the sin she has to her daughter-in-law. She's saying Meis Bailach to get rid of her daughter-in-law. That's a very convenient way how to bury her daughter-in-law alive. That means she'll say Meis Bailach. The daughter-in-law will get married. And then the husband will come back. And they'll take him, mizeh. Finished. That's mamish would be Gan Eden on this world for the mother-in-law. So when she says Meis Bailach, we don't bat an eyelash. And we say, well, we'll need someone else to come and tell us that he's dead. We don't believe you. Afal Pikain, the same mother-in-law that comes and brings a get, we accept the get. We tell the daughter-in-law to get married. Now, when it came to Meis Bailach, we didn't trust her. When it comes to giving a get, we trusted her. So what happened? She's the same mother-in-law. She didn't change. Now, kaponim, but the chilek is, if we're relying on her completely, we can't do such things. She's a potential seine. But if she has a get, so memele, then we rely on her. Shaksav meichiyach. So therefore, you see that there's a difference in the mnemonis that is needed by Meis Bailech, the mnemonis that is needed by get. So therefore I can say that by a maybe get, Be'eretz Yisrael, since you don't need his mnemonis, so there's no Itzos Laz. Hashem came by Meis Bailech, that you need his mnemonis, this is Itzos Laz. That is the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Avo me Eretz Yisrael, a may beget me Eretz Yisrael, ein zorich loyme befan ein nichtav o befan ein nechtav. Das nicht zu sehen, mechla befan ein nichtav an ein nechtav. Wo meis de loy ilave isam china. We don't rely on him. Doch yoma meis baal, hode shor rabonne le inzuve le acher, that what rabonne were matter for her to marry someone else, loy ale isam china. Doma ma peke isha rabbe, heino taime de dechot nemo lahase isha, mishum di gufe daike, ad she yeida she meis, vadai, vache kach ni seis. So the Gemara says, afal pi came, his namonis is a factor also. Ma ben getlem, he said, ba meivit na, afal noshim, she einam namonis loime meis bailo, Kigoin chamoisa viyevimta vitzarosa bas bailo namonis lovigita. Va'af alfi shetzricha isloima b'fonei nichta v'b'fonei nichta. Now there's a bigger chiddush. There's a chiddush that we see that get is such a maile that a filo b'medina sayom noshim asayna is anema. So what do we see from this? So we see as follows, that there's an inyan of chash meshaker. Lagabi, the inyan of chash meshaker, a shtar, the get alone is sufficient to take away the chash meshaker. There's a chash laz, in that we see that the get alone is not sufficient to take away the chash las when he has to say before nei nichta or before nei nechta. Chash meshak is one thing, but for las, people still find something what to talk about. But al kaponim, when he doesn't say anything, so then there's zicha nothing what to talk about. You're climbing up a straight wall. There's nothing what to chapel with. So then zicha, there won't be a las. But you just asked the kasha that meis bailach is also the same thing. So I'll show you that meis bailach is noshim, even though noshim asoina is arnemon b'mdinis hayam, but they're not nemon to say meis bailach. So we see meis bailach is a bigger nemonis. So mamela, so your kasha is not a kasha. We don't rely so much on her. Ochi ike kiswa disnan ma benget. Va'af al gav de labaye besoifek beiz de gitten. Airi hach mishne b'chutz loretz. The mishne is speaking about b'chutz loretz. So we see that that noshim asoina is anemon afilo b'chutz loretz. Mikol mokim shape daik mino di yeshlis mechalaksav. But we could zicha be medayik. That means even though that we can't be medame. We see we can't be medame laz to noshim asaynais, because noshim asaynais are anemon afilo b'mdines ayom, and laz there is b'mdines ayom. So what's the dimyan? Abo mikol mokim dayik shape mino di yeshlis moich alaksav. But al kaponim, we see that aksav is something. We see aksav is better than meis bailach. So there's a marsha here, which you won't get into the marsha. Like this, Shlomo Melech said in Kehelas, Yosef das, Yosef machiv. The more you know, the more problems you have. We don't know too much, so the Tosfos isn't too bad. Tosfos is just saying, even though we see there's a difference between Noshim Asoynes and Chashat, the Marsha says when he looked into the sugya over there, Tosfos is asking a shreklach kasha, and we have to understand Tosfos Teretz, but let's not get into that sugya. Meis harakti varagnuhu. So, in all three cases, the Tanakama holds that he's not permitted to marry her, but someone else is permitted. Is kiven dafilu b'meis lo yisos ishtoi lahavetzoch lemisnei oragnu. So what is he telling us by haragnu? Dafilu b'raktiv la'achet inosei. That means Isis is asking haragnu, is not telling us any chiddush. Bemisn, there are two chiddushim in the Mishnah. There's one chiddush that is Isser of Eitzos Laz. There's another chiddush that, as we'll progress in the sugya, it is a big problem when a person says haraktiv, so fi dvor of Rosha, ato vein edis la Rosha. It's a big problem. So, Abba Kaponim, for some reason, the Tanakhama doesn't hold of this problem. So, all the Chidushim I can figure out from Meis and Haraktiv. From Meis I see there's a Chumre, that Le'isos Ishtay, that means even though he, that this is a clear Katini, he has an Amonis Abba, Le'isos Ishtay Mishum Laz. From Haraktiv I see even though there's L'cheira problem, that he's a Roshe, there's also no problem. So from Haraktiv I see that someone else is permitted to marry. From Meis I see that even though this is a very poshut in the monis, afal pikein, he's not permitted to marry. So Haragnu is no chiddush. Haragnu is in both dinim, it's poshut. It's zicher not worse than Haraktiv, that someone else should be permitted to marry. And it's not better than Meis that the Laisa Sishte Mishim Laz. I mean, it's easier to speak about, to Meitzi Laz on a murderer than to be Meitzi Laz on a non Tlachayit. So if this guy's a murderer, Haragnuhu, he was in a group of murderers, so, Chmein Tashteitzach Laisa Sishte. So, Tzotaisis Enechanami, Haragnu is no Chiddush whatsoever. Elo Mishum, the Rabbi Yehuda Mavli, Ben Harakti, Vel Haragnu, and Rabbi Yehuda, if Akelt is saying a Pesach Chiddush, so Memele, so the Tanakhama mentioned Haragnuhu also, but in the Tanakhama there's no Rebusa of Haragnu. Now let us go further. Meis Haraktiv Haragnuhu Lo Yisa Es Ishtay. Hu Niyu De Lo Yisa Es Ishtay. So when Haraktiv, he's not permitted to marry her, Hatzlaz. Ola achet hinose, but someone else is permitted to marry her. The Omar Rav Yosef Pleini Ravani Loinsi. Rav Yosef had said, if a nirba comes together with another aid, and they want to kill the Reveya, the Reveya, who was Reveya, this Nirba. So Rabbi Yosef said as follows. If he said, Ploini, Ravani, Lointzi, that means I was forced into this Maise. So he's a kosher aid. He's not a Roshe. And he's saying, hey, this, that Pliny is a Reveya. The other aid is also saying that Pliny is a Reveya. So finish. You have two kosher aidim that's saying that Pliny is a Reveya. So, Bezman will kill him. Lirtzaini, but if he says that Pliny Ravani Lirtzaini, that means I was also Merutz in this Maise, is Roshehu, so then he's a Roshe. Bezdin cannot accept Edis of a Roshe. So Bezdin can't accept an Edis of a Roshe. So this Edis, we have saying Lifnei Edis, Lifnei Bezdin, Pliny Ravani Lirtzaini, so I'm saying I'm a Roshe. So they say this is not acceptable. So the Gemara asks Akasha. So just like A Rosha is not Nemon to say Eidis to kill a Riveya. So the Gemara held a Rosha shouldn't be Nemon to say Eidis Isha, to say Meis Bailech. He says, even though we see Psulim on Nemon, Krivim on Nemon, and Isha is Nemon to say Meis Bailech. But the Gemara somehow held that a Rosh is not Nemon. So Memele, so if he's saying that Haraktiv, so he's saying, so we have here an Eidis of a Rosh. So how is she permitted to get married? V'chiteimo shani Eidis Isha dakilo borabon. So that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers that it's no dimyan between to kill Ariveya, with that you need Hilchis Eidis, so Memela Rosh is possible Eidis. But the whole din of Eidis Isha, is not Eiskahalt Napi, Gidre Eidis, it's a Dover Shebe Elve, it's Eidechot Keneged Hurzak, which is Becheskes Eisesh Ish, so it's a kila bo rabbonon, the rabbonon were makel, mishamiguni kila bo rabbonon with cheshbainis, why they were makel, but they were makel. So al kaponim, the nemonis is not a nemonis of hilchis eidis. So mamelas are just like an isha nemon, a koriv is nemon, so a rosh is also nemon. But omar av menashe, Gazlan de divreyem kosher leidis, isha. Gazlan de divrei teire, posel leidis, isha. Gazlan de divreyem, kemoim africha yoinem mesachik bekuvye, the snan, these are adrabonim deke gazlonim, zara dreise deke gazlon, kol haide sheine isha ksheire lo, af heim einam ksheirem. But an Eidis that Anisha is kosher, so these people are also kosher. So therefore, Anisha is named to say Meis Bailech, so they're also named to say Meis Bailech. Ba'alob ha'rav Menashe, Zoy say Meres, Gazlan de Divreim kosher Leidis Isha. Gazlan de Divrei Teire, Posel Leidis Isha. But Rav Menashe said, Afke Gazlan de Rabbonon, a Gazlan de Reise, they weren't makel. They were never makel by a gazlan the yeraisa. They weren't makel by a rosha. So who adin areitzeach? The gemara's medama areitzeach to a rosha. Name rav. So we have here a big problem. So what is pshat in the Tana Kama? So the Gemara says, Neime Rav Menashe da Omer ke Rav Yehuda. So we'll say, okay, that's the Machlokes. The Tana Kama holds, just like all Psulim are Nemon, and Isha's Nemon, Akorev is Nemon, so Arosh is also Nemon. And Rav Yehuda holds, no, Arosh is not Nemon by Eidis Isha. Rav Menashe is going according to Rav Yehuda, which is not too good for Rav Menashe, Mr. the Chachamim Aroiv. Omer lecho Rav Menashe, ano da omri afilu l'rabona. No. I hold afilu l'rabona, afilu according to the Rabona, that say that Haraktiv is Nemon, afilu according to the Rabona, that say Haraktiv is Nemon, they also hold that a gazlan the divrei Torah is posel Eidis Isha. How does this stem? The time the rabbonon hoche ki the rove. The rabbonon hold like rove. They disagree with Rav Yosef. They hold like rove. The Omar Rove Odom Koriv Eitzel Atzmoy, Vein Odom Meisim Atzmoy Rosh. But a Sirashi. Rove poligolei de Rav Yosef. Rove schoile kan Rav Yosef, v'oma afilu oma pleini rovani lirtzaini, huva acher mitstarif lo hirgoi lireveya. Rove holds that afilu he said lirtzaini, he's also mitstarif lo hirgoi lireveya. The kiven shezem miskaven la'edus nemonu eitzel chaveroi. He wants to be made, so he's nemon. Ve'ein nemon alatzmoi. So he's saying eidus on two people. He's saying Pliny was the reveya, and I was near Balutzaini. Ve'ein nemon al atzmei mimasha omal lirtzayni. That what he said, that I was nirba lirtzayni. He's not nemon. The odom korev eitzel atzmei. A person is a korev legabi himself. The korev posel eidus. And a korev is posel eidus. Bein le toivo, bein le ro. So he has no nemonis to say that it was Lutzaini. He says it was Lutzaini, but he's not believed on that. Hilkach, so if he's not believed, ene nase roshe be'edus atzmai. So, legabi bezn, he doesn't have a din roshe, because he doesn't have any nemonis legabi himself. He's a korib. Ve'ein odom meisim. Let us see the bar. Ben odem meisim es atzmei roshe. A person can never make himself a roshe. Ein edusoi edis al atzmei li oseis roshe. The edis al atzmei is not an edis to become a roshe. Vohode kaimulon edos piv kimeya edim domi. Hani mili le momoine, avu le knose, u lo inish malkes, veli posel loy. Now, let's try to go backwards to understand how Rashi is explaining Rove. Let us understand what Rashi is asking of. Rashi asks Akashe, v'neidoz, Baldin kamei edim domi, Rashi says a teretz, ani mili le momoine, avo le knosa lo inish malkes vili posoloi. Dachsach mir, this kasha that Rashi is asking, the Meiri in Makis also asks this kasha, and av gimelo medalet. And let us see what the Meiri answers, and then we'll come back to Rashi. The Miri says as follows: Kol she'omru sheker he'adnu v'huzamnu v'nischayovnu. That means two edim. Let's make a story. Two edim came to Bezdin and said that Reuven owes Shimon $100. We were there by the Alvo. Reuven owes Shimon $100. This was Sunday. Nope. Monday they come to the same Bezin. They come to Bezin. Rabbi Isai, you know, we said Sunday that we saw by the Halvor that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. Sheker he'adnu. We weren't there. We were in Florida then. V'huzamnu, and they were mazimos. They were mazimos in a different Bezin. Edim Zaymimim came. Nischayavnu. And therefore, they were Edom Zaymimim, so we owe now Reuven $100. So these Edom are really saying two things. They're saying that Reuven doesn't owe $100, because the Edom Zaymimim, they never were there b'shah salvo. And they also say that they owe Reuven $100, because Edom Zaymimim was seen like Kashazom Amlas is Lochiv. So, the Miri says as follows. Eidusom eino betayla. The Eidus, let's speak about, does Reuven owe $100 or not? So he says, Legabi, their Eidus, what they said yesterday, it's not bottle. I don't believe you. What you said, the Huzma, the whole thing, it's a shek of a kozak. Shekivin shegidu ein chayzrin magidim. What, you don't have any bonus. Yes, he said that you were there. Today you say you want that. Shekivin shegidu ein chayzrin magidim. Va'oi shereizetayin in other meisim atzmai rosha. Ve'neidu suklum. So what you're saying, that you were a shoyim, you ate them zaymimim, it's nothing. V'afal pi, shalachiyav atzmoy, onu oimrim, buhuzamnu v'nischayavnu shemeshalem. But he says, but what'll be legabi the money? So, fakert, Reuven, Shimon came on from Reuven the money. Because there's Eidus in Beznan, that say that they saw how Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Whatever they're saying now, there's a kivin shenhigid, and they don't make some atzmei roshe. It is worthless in Bezen. So Shimon came on from Reuven money. But now Reuven comes to them and says, you say you ate them zaymimim, you owe me money. No, no, so give me the $100. So he says, that's right. He says, they take a Reuven $100. For ain't poitre noisei mitzad shein ode meisim atzmei roshe. So, let them say to Reuven, now listen, no, the meisim, you know, that's what the Shimon tainted when it came to you. So tainted legabe you also. Ein oimrim came. Ele inyin mise umalkis. If you want to kill them, if you want to give them malchus, I know the meisim atzmei roshe. Avol inyan tashlumim, haydois momin, haydois baldin, kimeya edim domi. So let us understand what is the Meiri saying over there. That means they're saying a statement. They're saying a statement, huzamnu. This statement, huzamnu, means, the apostle Eidus, they said Eidus Sheker. It also means they owe him money. They're saying they did a Maaseh Resha. So the Meiri says, when it comes to Mise, or Malkis, or Rashi says over here, Psul Eidus, another Mesa Matzmei Rasha. And let's say the Lashon of Adam Korev Eitzel Atzmei. I'm very sorry, you don't have any mnemonis legabi this. We cannot believe it. The statement does not have any mnemonis in Bezen. So there's no one that has a mnemonis in Bezen that is saying that you're postulatus. So that mnemonis is not accepted. Legabi the chiyuv mamon, you say you owe him money. Legabi mamon, you are neman. So lachayre, this is called pagin in the monis. That means that we'll believe this statement, legabi the inyonim, that you have an amonis. Legabi the inyonim, you don't have an amonis. We won't believe it. You owe money, you know why you owe money? Because we believe you. You are an Eidus Zaymim. If a person says, Gozalti, I stole $100 from you, you have to pay him the $100. I believe you stole it. You owe $100 because you stole it. I believe it. Legabi achiyav mamon yevan amonis. Aber legabi, I should believe Gozalti to passel you leidus. That is palgina namonis. That I don't believe. I believe Gozalti legabi chi of momen. I don't believe Gozalti legabi tapasel you ladies. So memela, Rabbanon tainis lechere palgin in the monos is a dava muskim. We have to. There's a Mishnah further. The Mishnah says that if someone says meis baila, she's allowed to get married. But what about, are the children allowed to be, to yarshin their fathers? No, you need to aid them. Manafshech, is he dead or is he alive? It matters. Lagabi, for her to get married, mishumiguni kilabarabonam, I believe he's dead. To believe that he's dead in order for the yarshim to be yared lanachla, need to aid them for that. So lagabi certain in yonim, we believe that this is the matzav, we believe that this occurred. Lagabi certain in yonim, we don't believe that this occurred. That lechayre is what Rashi is saying over here. V'hodi kaimel anidos piv kemeya edim domi. Adam kore veitzel atzmei v'nodem eisem atzmei Rashi. So lechayre Rashi is asking akashe when a person says gozalti, when a person says hozamna bebezn shal ploini. Say also the same thing in other meisim atzmei roshe. That's Rashi's kasha. Rashi's not asking a kasha by alvo. Rashi's asking a kasha by gozalti, by huzamnu. So Rashi says, yeah, he's neman. He's neman to say gozalti. I don't mean it l'mamayne. L'gabi momen, he's neman. Avu l'knoso lo inish malkes v'li posa loy. But the pasam loy, this is not neman. So l'chayre, that is pshat and rove. His rove said, "Pargine nemonis." Since he doesn't have nemonis, he doesn't have nemonis to say that he's posolaidus. He says, "Plaini rabani lirtzoini," or I say haraktiv. So legabi to give him a din eight posel, he doesn't have a din eight posel. Doesn't have nemonis. Adam korevet zolatzmoi. He's a korev, because he's not nemon lifsa lesatzmoy. Ain't it do say eidus eitzolatzmoy leyoseis roshes? So he doesn't have a din roshes. He doesn't fall into the category that Rav Menashe said a roshes posel eidus ishe. I'm not a roshes. I don't have a din roshes. No one proved I'm a roshes. But leidach gise legabi to believe that haraktiv, to believe haraktiv, so that you say, Pargini Nemonis, I believe you killed him, Take. If you killed him, he's dead. But you don't have a din, eight posel. You say, Pargini Nemonis. And Lechayra, what does Rav Yosef hold? Rav Yosef doesn't hold a Pargini Nemonis. This thing is other, other. The Maisa was her active. So, one of the two. Do you believe the haraktiv? You don't believe the haraktiv. You believe the haraktiv, so, if it was haraktiv, he's a roshes, he's posoleidus. You can't go and, he didn't hold of the slumdus lechayra of palgin and nemonis. Lechayra, that's the machloikis, Rav and Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, leimel Rav Yosef da'omar ke Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda, he says, because the Tanakhama holds that, the Tanakhama holds that he's named by a raktiv. So here the Tanakhama holds Pargini Nemonis, and Rav Yehuda holds like Pargini Nemonis. Amaloch Rav Yosef, anodomi afila rabbonim. No, I hold like the rabbonim. Vishani Aidis Isha Dakila Bora Bonon. That Baket by Aidis Isha, there's no Psul Roshe. So my male, there's no problem. I believe everything. I believe her active Take. I believe everything. I believe Take active. You're a Roshe. A Roshe is also Kosher Aidis. Rav Menashe Doma Ke Rav Yehuda. Rav Menashe is like Rav Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Vishani Aidis Isha Dakilaborabon. Ilka Rafila Rosh Nemon. So for Kelts is no problem. I'll believe that it was a raktiv. I he's a Rosh, so he's a Rosh. Fila Rosh Nemon. There's no kasha. Ba'anbar Leslie, the Rav Menashe Doma had the Divrei Torah Apostle. Elo, the Rav Menashe Doma Krab Yude, Vochim took his sugyas. Now Rashi summarizes the sugyas. Rav Yosef mukim Rav Menashe Krab Yehuda, Rav Menashe mukim Rav Yosef Krab Yehuda. That's the machloikes, Rav Menashe and Rav Yosef. Now, before we see the Tosfos on the beginning of the sugya, let us see the Tosfos Leima Rav Yosef Doma Krab Yehuda. So the Gemara wanted to say that Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda. So we learn Pshat, Awat, is that Rav Yosef doesn't hold of Pagin and Amonis. Either you believe everything or nothing. You can't, there's only no Pagin and Amonis. I believe this, Lagabi this, now Lagabi this. So the Gemara wanted to say that Abba Kaponim, so he also like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't know the Pagin in the Amonis. Taim the Hoche L'Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Pagin in Dibure. Rabbi Chanan says in Kovitz Oris, this Tosis means Pagin in the Amonis. We'll see later, Pagin in Dibure L'Chayre has a different translation. But look at this Tosis means Pagin in the Amonis. So comes that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Pagin in the Amonis. Now let us explain what happened over there in Achilitz. A person who was accepted by everyone as a kosher geir. He comes over to Rabbi Yehuda and he says, you know what, I have a secret I want to tell you. This gayarti beini lebein atzmi. I mean, the whole geir is, there was no bezdin. I was megaya, I learned a pamphlet, three easy steps to become a geir. I was mekabel geiris, but there was no bezdin. So in other words, I'm not a geir. Now, this is a catastrophe. If this person is not a geir, so what's with his children? So Taisi says the whole people over there who will hear, let the children study in the wife. I mean, what's with the problem with the children? But Taisi says, Rabbi Yehuda held that, Akum Abo Bas Yisrael Havlan Mamza. So he's not a ger, so his children are mamzeire. So, and the din is lemaise that a father is nemon to say on the children that they're mamzeirem. Yakir, a father's been permitted to, is nemon to say that the children are mamzeirem. But here there's a catch. The catch is that, ledvorecha akumato, if you're a goy, then you're known among us of Yaakov. So Rav Yehuda told them, Nemon ata lipsa lasatzmacha, legabi yourself will accept the namonis, you're a goy. But legabi your children, since lefidvorecha, you're a goy, and you're nemon lipsa lasatzmacha, but legabi your children, you're not nemon that you're a goy. Legabi yourself, you're nemon that you're a goy, but legabi your children, you're not nemon that you're a goy, so I assume that you're a yid, and they're kosher, they're not mamzer. So Taisvis asks, Amoyer dikikashi, so we see Rav Yehuda alone also holds pagin and nemonis. The Gemara wanted to say that Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara wanted to say that. About Kaponim, Rav Yehuda doesn't hold Pagin in the Amonis. We see Rav Yehuda holds Klo Pagin in the Amonis. Umiyu Yeshloima. So Taisvi says, I'm learning wrong pshat the whole Gemara. The Hosom Loimitam Edis Nemon. He's not Nemon als Edis on himself. That he's a goy. Todem kore veitzel atzmoi. Voidim nema livsel atzmoi, echi tochen shiu bon of ksheirem. It doesn't make sense that... Okay, elo hoda paslidin heine lo isre bebas yisroel, de shobi anav shechetichet yisurem. So Taisva says that when it comes to Hilchis Nemonis, Rabbi Yehuda held, you can't, there's nothing palgin in Nemonis. You believe or you don't believe. If you believe, you believe the whole thing, or you don't believe the whole thing. You can't, there's nothing palgin in Nemonis. So Taisva answers that that's what he said, I'm a goy. He has no namonis to say he's a goy. He's a namonis to say he's a goy. Adam korveitz alas, but he's a very namonis. But zedinav shav yenavshe chaticha di yisure. Zedinav shav yenavshe. That means if a person says, l'chayre, l'gabi my isurim, I'm namon. That means it's not a namonis be'etzem that, not that we believe him, but Legabi, you yourself, you're permitted to say that Legabi, you're anhogis, you're permitted to say that this is also to you. So in other words, so you're saying you're not allowed to marry a Yidina. You're saying you're a guy. So you're talking not allowed to marry a Yidina, but not even a monas talking. Legabi, you yourself, you have an amonis. You have to be noyig lefi dvorech. But that it's an amonis taki. That means, so Taisva says, when it comes to be matter, let's say in our case, harakti, you want to be matter an ish to get married. So we believe he's dead. No, he believe he's dead. From who said he's dead? The Ritzayach said he's dead. He can't do such a thing. If he was killed by this person, so he can't believe he's dead. That, these two things don't stim because Arosh is posalei this isha. But here there's no nemonis of Edis. It's only shav yenavshe. So you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Nemon atal gabiatsu doesn't mean a nemonis of Edis. It means a nemonis of shav yenavshe. So a male has nothing to do with Palginin Namonis. We'll come back to this, but let's just go a little further. Oyim Nagach Shir She Yisroel Eshayre. Potter Bitami Dos Baldin. That means that I'm saying, he's saying he's a goy. So Shir Shal Yisroel She Nagach Shir Shal Akum is Potter. So I'm saying that your potter, but it's not, it's only legabi ptul moment, not, I'm nemon taki that I'm a goy. It's no nemonus, it's a nemon, it's a din that your potter. We say Pshat and Rashi that he does, but then also works with Palgin and Amonis. Taisus seems he don't need Palgin and Amonis by Dos Baldin. But he, the Rabbi Yehuda, Gufi, Koshim, Shem, Neforosh, Bezos, Hashem, Taisus, the Kasha, Stamazer, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, you have to know who did he marry, a Goita, a Yidene, what's Stamazer, the Shaila. Zamoyre, the Kikasha, that the Chem, the Shloime asks, and Dafamem Zayin in Yavomis, Amur Yodike Kasha. Like this, Taisvis is very good. Taisvis says he's not Nemon to say that he's Taka Goy, no Nemon is. It's Din of Shavya Nafsha, which we learn, Shavya Nafsha is a Din Lagabi, his Egan and Hugis. If he says that he's also, so he's also, that's Din of Shavya Nafsha, Chetiche Diso. A goy is permitted to marry a yidina. Where's the shav yinafsh over here? If he says he's a goy, she's not allowed to get married to him. But he doesn't have any yisurim. So be shloim if you believe him, like Tosfos learned in the kasha, that he has an emunah to say he's a goy. No, he's nemon that he's a goy. No. Nemon atal gabdet. Nemon, we believe you that you're a goy.
we don't believe the Gabi the children, so then it has to begin in the Monis. But I said, no, we don't believe him. It's only Gabi Yoan Huggis. Yoan Huggis? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to marry a Yidin there. There's no such thing. You're allowed, a guy's allowed to marry a Yidin there. There's no Isser on the guy. I will say that you're not allowed to, that Gabi Yoan Huggis, that is the Nilfne Iver. She's not allowed to marry you. So according to you, if you'll marry her, you're evil if naivel. So you're not allowed, so lefid borecha, you have an anhogia, you're not allowed to marry in the Yidin.
And the Shleima says, maybe we'll say else lef naivel, that he says that, if, according to him, that he's tiny, he's a goy, so he's not allowed to marry her because he'll be machshel her. She's evil if naive, so he brings a thesis in Avodah Zarah that goyim are mitzuvim if naive. Unless you'll say that the whole din of Shavya Navshe, others want to say that it's a din neder. It's a din neder, not pshad, it's a namonis lagabizir. It's a psanu iser, which is also moirdik mechudishdik, and that it applies by a goy is more mechudishdik. And Bechlau the Loshin, Nemo Nata Lagabi Atzmachos, also has to be taken with a big grain of salt if it, we learn as the works Peteris Neder. But Lechaire, from this Taisvis, Rabbi Chanan says, we see from this Taisvis, as Taisvis learned, here, the Tzichet Toli in the Din of Palginin Amonis, and Taisva said, my Mishnah, my sister, Rabbi Yudah does not hold Pagin in the Monas, and it seems Rabbi Yudah does hold Pagin in the Monas. Now let us go back to the first Taisus in Daf Chafei Medalev. Hu va'acher mitstarfim lehogei. So it says, if he said, Ploini Ravani lo'insi, so then he's not a Roshe. So who ba'achem mitzvah loge? Hiksha harav Rab Chaim. The besoif perikam de makis porich horug v'nirba yatzu. The Gemara there is speaking about the din of Eidish Shabotlo. That if you have a rias posel together with a rias kosher, so you say Eidish Shabotlo. So the Gemara asks, so every horug should be matzel. Every nirba should be matzel. Because he's an eight posel. And then he should be matzel. Mashme, so why is... The Gemara says the teretz, just we should appreciate the kashas. The Gemara says, Sharovi me'achayrov. Shehogay me'achayrov. He didn't see how he was got killed. They didn't show him the was from the back. He was killed from his back. So he didn't see. He's not an aid on the us. So it's a kashan. A horug and a nirba is an aid posel. And the Gemara asked that they should be matzel. The horug v'nirba psulim lahoid. And Taisvis was trying to think, why are they posel lahoid? Mishum sainai. Because ein lachasayne gadol mizeh, so lachayre. So that was the kasha. Ochemashme the kasha, and here it seems that he says pleini ravani loinsi is fakert. We accept his edus on a silver platter. What do you mean? You're a sayne. You have no namonis. No, the Gemara doesn't mean not sign. They were didn't sign. Ella benirba letzaynei ayri. It's speaking about, the Gemara says, by nirba letzaynei, so then he should be matzel. Umishum roshe posel. He's posel as roshe, fakert, he's a roshe. It was nirba letzaynei. So Mamela, so he, there's a Roshe that's also Metzarif in the Rias Eidus. Afilu le Rove de Besomach de Soive de la Retzoine Nami Kosher. I Rove says
that l'rtzaynai is also kosher. So l'chayre, you see, a roshe is also kosher la'edis. Mikol mokim, she yesh edim, she nirba l'rtzaynai, v'kedim tse echad mem kori v'posel. That means Rava only said that if you only know that he's a roshe from himself, Adam korevates a lot. You see, he doesn't have any mnemonis whatsoever to say he's a roshe. So there's no mnemonis. So I don't have any mnemonis to say he's a roshe. So I don't have to say this. But if two edim who watched the maise saw that it was l'tzaynai, so I have two edim that are meyed that he's a roshe, and I know he's a roshe, and he's also watching the maise. So I have a rias roshe. That's mitzurif with the riyas ha'edis. So she be nimtzachem em korev e'posel. Fine. V'chi porich, but he's not a soine. A horg is not a soine. That's mamish meiridik. And the midas von a'i, a soine is menish. You're killing me. Memeila, abo ha soine, has v'sholem. Don't become a soine so quick, just because you're killing me. No, it's not a soine. So al kaponim, we'll see what horig is in a minute. V'chipot basohochi, horig v'roiveye yatzo. Later the Gemara asked the horig v'roiveye yatzo, perish yaltzilu al atzmo. That means they should be matzal on themselves. That means, you have bishleimer by nirba. You said there was mechayra. Fine, he didn't see the mice, but now so he's not an eight posel in the riyah of the reveya. Then the gemara asks, let the reveya be matzel. So that means he sees himself doing what he's doing. So you shouldn't kill him because he should be mitzurif with the other two eidim. That seems to echem him korav a posel. So l'chayre the Gemara could have asked the kasha, if we just said now in the kimte that the nirba is barotzoi, that's the Gemara over there, so we kill the nirba also, so the Gemara could have asked, don't kill the nirba, because nirba yatzel himself, because he's made it together with Adam and himself. Kiven da'iri b'nirba l'rtzoinai. Elo mishum dat hashta airi batzolus heurig v'roiveya. Masik lo, the Gemara was talking about heurig yatzel, als the heurig, so the Gemara says heurig yatzel. But hey, nechon nami, the Gemara could have said nirba yatzel. Vo heurig nami loy mishum sine posel, eh? Now here Taisva says that heurig is also not alt sine. Elomar Rabbeinu Yitzchak de Mifsel Mishah Shenase Treife de Treife Posel Hoyt Kedem Rinnim B'Sanhedrin. Now this L'chayre is also Mechudishtik. Now why is a Treife Posel Hoyt? Why is a Treife Posel Hoyt? L'chayre Treife is Posel Hoyt on a Hoyreg, because it's Eidish Yati Yochel Azim. That's where Treife is Posel. Because what'll be if you'll be Mazen the Eidim? So you can't, so they say you can't kill them because Gavrik Tila Kotel. So he's a Gavrik Tila. So you can't kill them. She can't be Mazim to aid them. So it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azimam. Agavuch, I saw in the Shiurim from Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel says, so it's Tamazim Modne. I mean, l'chayre, the psul eidish yat yochel azima is a psul hagode. That means, you can't be meyed on him. You can't say eidis on him. He's some amele, or he himself, if he's a treife, horug yatzo, we're talking about when him saying eidis, I'm sorry. When he'll say Eidus, not Eidus, he'll say Eidus on him. When he'll say Eidus that the Reitzeach, he'll say Eidus that Yenna killed him. Yenna is in the process of killing him. So, So he can't be mazim, him. That means when he became a treife, and he says that Yenna killed him. I mean, he's not naked when he's dead already, but al-Kaponim, he said the Yenna did a maisa, which eventually brought about his misa. So when he's saying the Avis, he's a treife already. So a treife is posaloid because you can't, it's Eidish Yatiyachli, you can't be mazim him. I want to be mazim and say he wanted to kill someone else, but you can't kill him because he's a gavur ketila. So that's why he passels b'shas riyah. So Rav Shmuel says that the Gemara held now, if you have an aid, that is a lav bar hagodah. L'cheiret eidish yat yochel azim is only a psul hagodah. That means you can't believe my hagodah, or you can't accept my hagodah because I'm a lav bar hazomi. You can't be mazim me. If you'll be mazim me, you won't kill me because I'm a gavrik tila. So Rav Shmuel says pshat that the Gemara held that an aid that's a lav bar hagodah is a din Postle to Postle B'Shas Riyah. So Memele, because he can't be Magid, so he's Postle Ahagid. So B'Shas Riyah, he should Postle. So that is Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is not Altsoinei, Altstreife. Borav Yosef Miolainish Meforish, the porich mahorig v'nirba sheyatzilu k'sheheim kreivim lahorig v'reveya. But the Gemara is asking Akasha not all the time. There's no reason why to passel them. But if they're kreivim, so then they should passel als kreivim. The kosher l'ri de'enoch enami. So who says if you kill a koriv that you kill the reitzeir? Now, how is the Shaykh Atzir of Maka Oviv that the Oviv Yatzel is a Korib? So what's the kasha of Nirba? If he's Reveya his father, he's Reveya Korev, that you can't kill him. Who says you could? V'chitayim ben Nirba Nami Dodashine B'Sanhedrin Erva Savicha Mamish Sharovoyim. That Erva Savicha means that he was Reveya the father. So Satoshi says, that posuk kind of mila linyan koris. That posuk is speaking about koris. Avo misa loyashkirim. That posuk says, yechayev koris. He's reveya oviv. But it doesn't say the yechayev misa bezn. So maybe it could be you're not chayev misa bezn. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Brother Omar, Odom Korev, Eitzelatzmoy. Maybe we'll save these two Tosfos in for tomorrow. We don't have time. Just let's learn a little further the Gemara. Horaktiv horagnua tinosim. So the Gemara asks, Maishna horaktiv or Maishna horagnu? What's the difference? Why is Rabbi Yehuda made by horagnu? They killed together. Omar Rabbi Yehuda bo'imar ani hayisi im hirgo. Horagnu means, that means if he, even that's what Tosfos says, horagnu means, even though he says the words like we killed, it means, it doesn't mean that we killed together. No, it means I was there. That's what he means. I was there. Bishasi was killed. I didn't do anything. Vasanya, Omrulei Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Belisti Mechot, Sheyotza, there was a murderer, Sheyotza Lahoreg B'Megizes Kaputkiye, that they were killing him. As soon as I came into Lud, I killed the husband. ואומרי לו בכניסוס אל הלוד. ויסיוי אס אישתוי. And they married off the wife. Now here we have a maise. So how does this maise stim with Rabbi Yehuda? This is mamish haraktiv. And they killed him. Amar lahem mishom raya, ba'im ani hayisi im hergov. That's been vani haraktiv. Ani hayisi im hergov. So the Gemara says, Boholistim Tony, it says he was a listim, was a murderer, Katoni Shenitvas Aidelistis. No, he was together with a band of murderers, but he wasn't a murderer. Boyotzali Horik Tony, they killed him, so you don't kill him for Stamazai. No, but didn't they kechom the Leidaike because, yeah, it was a Gayesha Bezdin, and they killed him, But the case was ani yisim hergo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ani yisim hergo avoloi nagati boy. Ede listi eslofi shoyimo. Let us see Taisvis by ani yisim hergo oimarida afal gav da oma horagnuhu. Even though they said Horagnu, not Ba'oimer ani ha'isim hergav. Even they said Horagnu, Nasi kaim ani isim hergav. Rinyin zem afosh rabbein etam reinachnan peg mishoch, zay Ba'oimer meish ani ba'oilam Nasi kaimer. It's kaimer, not he said taket. V'megizes kaputki yeshvom de gorsi b'mezigas. Others are goyers b'mezigas. V'ahave kemoi b'megizas avroi. If you goyers b'mezigas, so Lochayus Adaisi says, Mezigas, which means a midball, if Havak may be Megizas Avroi. Megizas is a Targum, that means midball. And if we go as Mezigas, so it seems that in the Loshin it could be Machlef, either the Gimel before Zayin or Zayin before Gimel, Kamoi, Samlo, Salmo.